This is Building Resilience Podcast, episode 203. I don't know how, but I know it's possible.
Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. I am so grateful for you. I was just thinking about how grateful I am for all the listeners and all the people who send me such kind messages and who are supportive of the podcast, who leave reviews, who share it. Just wanted to express my gratitude, even though I know it's not Canadian Thanksgiving, it's almost American Thanksgiving, but I just wanted to thank you just on a regular day, just to thank you. So as you're likely aware, about 5 years ago, one of my sons went to serve a mission for my church. I've talked about this before. He left pre-COVID and he ended up coming home during COVID for an intermission, as we call it, and he was reassigned in Canada. And I've shared with you before that he had some ups and downs in his mission. He had some struggles initially when he went to his first location, which was Tahiti. And while these challenges were difficult, I truly can see how he grew from them and how they've shaped so much about him. Well, while he was reassigned, he ended up going to Alberta in Canada. So many of the church services were broadcasted on Zoom, and he was speaking one Sunday and he happened to send me a link. I happened to be around, I jumped on. And in that talk, he shared some of his challenges that he had early on in his mission, as well as some ongoing things. He said that he sometimes just wasn't sure how he would get through things, but he kept reminding himself, while he did not know how, he knew it was possible. And when he said that, it really struck me hard. It was so profound because I guess at the time in my life, and frankly, at many times in my life, I have not known the how, and I have gotten stuck on the how. So when he said he did not know the how, but he knew it was possible, I realized that I just needed to also focus on knowing it was possible. Now, I told him that it really had struck me. I loved his talk. And then for my birthday that year, he ended up doing some calligraphy, something that he picked up as a creative outlet for his anxiety writing. And he wrote out the saying and he framed it for me for my birthday. And it sits now on my office desk. I can't tell you how many times I've read it, how many times I've thought it, repeat it, journal about it. It truly is a powerful mantra for me. And that is what I want to talk about today. I don't know how, but I know it's possible. Now, we often don't know how things are going to unfold, but deep down, there's a belief that it's possible. And that's essentially what faith is all about. So I want to share with you another story. Maybe you've heard it before, but it's one of these stories that sticks with you because it makes you think about what's really happening when we feel lost or we feel unsure. So here's how this story goes. There's a university professor and he asks the students this question, did God create everything that exists? And a student answered bravely, yes, he did. And the teacher followed up with, God created everything? Yes, sir, the student replied. And then the teacher said, if God created everything, then he also created evil, since evil exists. And according to the principles that define what we are, then God is bad. The student was silent in front of such a bold statement. The teacher was quite happy with himself, feeling like he had proven once again that faith in God was a myth. But another student raised his hand and said, may I ask you a question, professor? Of course, replied the professor. The student asked, professor, does cold exist? The teacher, slightly confused, responded, of course it exists. Have you never been cold? Actually, sir, cold doesn't exist, the student explained. According to the laws of physics, what we call cold is actually the absence of heat. Every object or being has or transmits energy, and heat is the energy that's produced. Cold is just a word we use to describe what we feel when there is no heat. And the student continued, "Now, sir, does darkness exist?" "Yes, it does," replied the teacher, growing impatient. "Well, once again, you're wrong," said the student. "Darkness doesn't exist either. It's just the absence of light. We can study light, but not darkness. A simple ray of light can burst into a world of darkness and illuminate it. Darkness is a term we created to describe what happens when there's no light." The student then asked, "Sir, does evil exist?" The teacher, now uncertain, said, "Of course, we see it every day in the cruelty and suffering around us." And the student calmly replied, "Evil doesn't exist either. It's simply the absence of God, the absence of love and faith. Like darkness and cold, evil is a word man created to describe the absence of something, not its presence." And that student, well, the story goes that it was Albert Einstein. I think it was a pretty powerful story. Now, the story gives us such a profound way to look about the things that we fear or struggle with. It's not that darkness or cold are forces in themselves. They're just what happens when there is no light and no heat. And the same goes for evil, or in our own lives, those moments where we feel uncertain, doubtful, or even defeated. And I'm not sharing this story because I want you to believe in God. I'm sharing it because there are just some things in our life that we do just need to have faith in. And we don't know the how, but we can know it's possible. Now, one of the big lessons I think we can pull from this story is the idea that when we're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, it's often not because some immovable force is blocking us. It's that it's possible that we're experiencing the absence of something. Just like the student said, cold is just the absence of heat. Darkness is the absence of light. In the same way, those moments of doubt or fear can be seen as the absence of faith. Now, think about that in your own life. Maybe you're going through a situation where you're thinking, "I don't know how this is going to work out." But what if you could fill that space, not with fear or doubt, but with faith? This is where the quote really comes into play. "I don't know how, but I know it's possible." You don't need all the answers right away. Sometimes faith is what carries us through the unknown. It's like that light that cuts into the darkness. And we can think of this in terms of manifestation too. This is something that I've been studying a lot more about. When we talk about manifesting something in our lives, we're really talking about focusing on the presence of what we want to create rather than the absence of it. Now, the student in the story could have just focused on what was missing, cold, darkness, evil. But instead, he flipped it. He looked at what was there, heat, light, faith. And that really is the key to manifestation. You have to focus on what you want to create. What you focus on grows. I often share with my clients that what we water grows. We can focus on all the weeds that we have in our garden, and the more we focus on them, the more we tend to them, the more we water on them, the more they grow. But there are also flowers. We want to focus on growing the flowers. Now, it doesn't mean we won't have weeds. We will. But where do we want to water? I was coaching a client in my membership connections the other month. She was sharing some of the challenge that she has with some circles of friends and family, some mean girl stuff that's happening. And it's amazing how it can still be happening when we're in middle age, not just high school. And she was feeling very alone, like she had no support, no friends, no network. Well, I happen to know that this particular client is very well immersed in the connections community. She's also taken my advanced training. She's going to Italy with us even. And I know that she is very, very loved and admired in our community. And instead of focusing on the flowers in her life and tending to those, watering those, nourishing those, she was focusing on the weeds, the mean girls. And you're not going to be able to change people. Sometimes you can influence people, but really what you focus on grows. We want to be focusing on what we want to create. So it's not about denying the challenges that we face, but it's about putting our energy into what we want to see happen. And yes, it's about believing that it is possible. even when you don't see the whole path laid out in front of you. So if you're trying to manifest something, whether it's a new opportunity, a healthier lifestyle, or even just a sense of peace, focus on what you want. Put your attention on the light, not the darkness. But what about the fear and the doubt? Because they are still going to creep in, especially when we don't know the how. They're natural. And they're also like darkness or colds that we talked about earlier. They're the absence of something, not a force in themselves. When we are stuck in fear, it's often because our nervous system is in a state of dysregulation. It's hard to manifest anything positive when we're in survival mode. But what if we could start to shift this? When we regulate our nervous system, bring it into a state of calm, bring it into that zone of resilience, we create space for faith. We create the conditions for manifestation because we're no longer stuck in the absence of faith. We're creating the presence of possibility. So we want to move towards that zone of resilience, and we can do that in so many ways. We can start by grounding ourselves, taking in a nice slow breath, and then even taking this breath and combining it with a mantra like, I don't know how, but I know it's possible. That belief really can shift everything. Sometimes the greatest act of faith is simply being okay with not knowing all the answers. We want everything to be clear and certain. Of course we do, but life doesn't always work that way. And I talked all about the concept of embracing uncertainty back on episode 185. So go back and have a listen to that. When you find yourself in the middle of uncertainty, lean into faith. You don't have to know the how. Just like Einstein, as a student, didn't have to know the entire explanation to believe in what was possible. Think about a time when you have faced something hard and you couldn't see the way forward, but eventually things worked out. Maybe not exactly how you expected, but maybe in ways that surprised you. That is the beauty of faith. It's easy to look back and connect the dots, but we have to take a chance that maybe the dots seem random now, but we can just trust that they will end up connecting and create an incredible constellation. So I really want to encourage you to start with belief. Focus on what you want to create, not what is missing. Remember that faith doesn't need all the answers. It's okay not to know the how. We just want to know that it's possible. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode gave you something to think about. And the next time you do face uncertainty, you can hold on to that belief. I don't know how, but I know it's possible. Have a great week. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.